the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, get wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 podcast. It's a Friday. We got a load of Major League Baseball slate. The NBA and NHL seasons are coming down the home stretch. Only a couple of games remaining in those sports before the second season gets underway. So go out and pick up a bottle of Suavecito tequila tonight and have a betting fiesta. You can purchase the Love Juice at Total Wine and More. Honk, honk, as we always do here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's roll out of the gate, Lundy, and get on that plus bus. Favorite longer odds wager that you have seen tonight could be the NHL, could be the NBA. We don't know who the hell's playing in the association for the most part, or it could be on the diamond in Major League Baseball. So north of plus 100, what is tickling your fancy, my man?
Well, first of all, the National Hockey League is taking the night off. I don't understand why.
That's weird. On a Friday?
They keep scheduling all these teams for back-to-backs, and then for whatever reason, it's like, yeah, there's a Friday in April. We're good. We're not worried about playing. You guys good over there? You good? Okay. Yeah, you guys just have the night off. It's ridiculous. So I can't go to the ice, unfortunately, which is too bad because son of a bitch, did we make some money last night, boys and girls.
Oh.
So Brad, is it okay if it's just exactly plus 100?
Yeah. Even Steven juice does apply. Okay. It counts.
Okay. Because I'm looking at Coors Field this evening and trying to figure out how in bleep's sake Jose Urania could be starting for the Rockies and have Colorado actually be favored. Washington is a flat plus 100 on the money line. Take the Nationals. With his start that he had against the Padres last week, I think San Diego is still scoring against Urania. I think he made it, if I'm not mistaken, I think he made it 2 1/3. I think he gave up 5 hits and 4 earned runs. He's a shell of the pitcher that he was, with Miami, I think, three, four years ago?
Well, or the Florida Marlins. Not even though they were still Miami then. I have no idea.
Whatever it was. Like, he looked okay, and then he's made some other stops, and now he's found himself. Brad, do you know what I know to be a fact about Major League Baseball pitchers? If you have a high ERA and you're struggling with control, Coors Field is not where you belong. So, yeah, give me the Washington Nationals at plus 100 just on the money line to beat the Rockies tonight at Coors.
Yeah, it could be a culmination of multiple disasters for Jose Urania in that matchup. I'm going to have a pick on that game a little bit later on in the Fade 5, but let's hop on that plus. I got an SGP on the late night tip down there in the desert in the Sonoran. We got the Arizona Slithering Snakes taking on the LA Dodgers. And on this three-legger, here's how I'm attacking this. Give me the Dodgers on the money line. Just went straight up. Give me the LA Dodgers, and let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. If I think they're going to win, they're probably going to score at least 4 runs in this matchup. And then give me Clayton Kershaw, the former he's not a former anything because he's a future Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. 5-plus strikeouts, and you get that, gets seduced by the juice, baby, plus 138 at DraftKings. That's using their same game parlay boost. So you click that option on that website, you apply it to this wager to get that surplus of juice at plus 138. To give you a background, Kershaw has already faced the D-backs this season, and he was glorious. 6 innings pitch, 1 earned run, and 9 punch outs in that matchup. You look at the over, hitting all the runs. They have done that in 3 of 5 affairs against Arizona, and the Dodgers have scored at least 4 runs in 3 straight games. Yeah, Arizona's number 1 in K percentage on the season, but again, Kershaw had those 9 strikeouts in that first matchup, and the Dodgers are 7-3 straight up at at Arizona in their last 10, stretching back to last year, and they are 3-2 straight up against the D-backs so far this season. So, again, to recap, Dodgers money line, Dodgers 4-plus runs, Kershaw 5-plus Ks, plus 138 at DraftKings with that boost. Do you like that one?
I do. I like everything associated with the Dodgers. I just think you're being a wimp. You should take the Dodgers on the run line. You should take a -1.5 money line. Come on, Brad. Come on.
Safety first, Lundy. Captain out of the mix.
You promote the huevos, and then you do that. No, I'm kidding. It's a plus 138. Have some fun. Take the boost. I personally would be okay with that exact same SGP, and I would take the Dodgers on the run line, frankly. I think you could do that. Pretty, and you'd bump it up a little bit, but I'm okay. You want to be, you know, safety first. I'm just bitter because there's no hockey tonight.
Yeah, you are bitter about that. Just call me a one nut wonder, Lundy. And with that in mind, let's get after it. With another edition, no steroids, of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, check these in your veins. Let's go to the NBA. Just a couple of games left for the teams on the regular season slate. So it's really hard to find a properly spelled name because I've got an eye on this. So I'm correcting it if you're watching this on YouTube in real time. But I'm taking Jabari Smith and the over 9.5 rebounds against the Charlotte Hornets, -115. At DraftKings, you look at Smith and what he has done in this category. He's gone for at least 10 boards in 4 of his last 5 games. And you might say, well, Brad, look at the history this season for Smith against the Hornets. He didn't pack a whole lot of sting in the last matchup back on January 18th. You were correct if you were surmising that. He only played, though, 23 minutes and, as a result, only had 5 rebounds. I think he's going to play at least 30 tonight. And you look at what Charlotte has done in their last 10 games. The Hornets have allowed the second most opponent rebounds per contest at 46.2. So you bake in the recency bias, again, over this number in 4 of his last 5. You bake in the fact that Jabari Smith's are going to play at least 30 minutes. And then cherry on top of the sundae, the Hornets struggles on the glass. Again, giving up that second most opponent rebounds per game in the last 10. And I think, once again, he is going to get numero DAs at least, maybe once boards on the evening. So, Lundy, fade or follow Jabari Smith over 9.5 rebounds in Charlotte, -115. At DraftKings.
We're just making shit up in the NBA right now because we have no idea who's going to play. If you were paying attention last night in Phoenix, the broadcast on TNT, the Nuggets rested all 5 starters, and Phoenix still had to literally have a record night from outside the arc from Chris Paul just to win. It's ridiculous these last couple of games that we're dealing with in the NBA. I'll be honest with you, Brad. I'm going to let you have whatever the hell you want on today's podcast in the NBA, because I am not touching the NBA over the course of these final 2 days, 3 days that they've got on the schedule, because I don't trust the coaches. I don't trust the rotations, and I sure as hell don't trust players that are already thinking about tee times.
Oh, no doubt about it. I'm thinking about tee times as well. And oh, this just in, the Gonads have dropped Team Lavos indeed. Take the over on Jabari Smith.
Number 4.
All right, New World Quattro on the Fade 5.
There you are. Obsessed with the NBA again.
Yeah, let's go back to the who the hell knows. Is this player even going to play 25 minutes tonight in the association? I say yes, he does. Give me the over on Fred Van Vliet, the former Wichita State Shocker, and that is 3.5 rebounds on the proposed player prop against the Brooklyn Nets, -115 at DraftKings. Van Vliet has gone over this a couple of times this season against Brooklyn, and a player that I think could do some damage in the box score against this defense, which ranks inside the top 10 of most opponent rebounds per game in their last 10. In fact, they have been a fixture inside the top 10, have the Nets this entire year. and opponent rebounds per game allowed. It's a very small number, and you might think it's Fred VanVleet. It's not like he is known for snatching a whole lot of boards on the season, and that's entirely true. And I said Brooklyn. He's not even playing Brooklyn. He's playing Boston, which I'm just now seeing. I had to double check that in real time. So my notes were incorrect because I was chicken scratching this morning. I'm not lying. Like 5:45 a.m. It was still dark outside. It was a long and appreciable Tequila Thursday with a Suavecito, a Casa de Evans. So I might have been a little hazy, to say the least. Let me give you some background on Boston and not Brooklyn. Get the hell out of here, Nets. I'm swatting it, which VanVleet will not do tonight. But he had a streak of nice block shots during the season. Why am I on VanVleet against Boston? He's been over this twice against the Seas this season. 4 and 7 rebounds. He does this in 3 of his last 4 games. And the Celtics, much like the Nets, have ranked consistently inside the top 10 in most opponent rebounds per game. In fact, they're number 6 to be exact over their last 10 in that category. It doesn't matter if he's playing against the Nets. It doesn't matter if he's playing against another B-branded team in Boston. Fred VanVleet is squeezing the rock at least 4 times tonight. I'm taking that over 3.5 boards. And it's against Boston, not Brooklyn. I will correct that as Lundy is talking on the screen. Fade to follow me, go -115 at DraftKings. We can just get here already.
I'm telling you, this is why I don't give a shit about the NBA tonight. We don't even know who's playing. You don't even know who's playing, Brad. You don't even know. You have no clue what's happening in the association. The only thing that we know about the association right now is that the Knicks are playing the Cavs in the first round. That's all we know.
Yeah, we do know that. And I'm taking the Knicks in 7 games.
Oh, you're nuts. You're nuts. You are?
Well, or just let it go to 7 games. If it does go the entire length of the series, +200 at BetMGM right now.
Okay, so it doesn't matter who wins. You're just taking the over on 6.5 games in the series. I see.
Yeah, but don't. Yeah, well, you could do that too. You could take the over on 6.5 and get that at plus money. But if you say it's going to go 7, exactly, it's also +200.
See, now you're speaking my language. Now we can talk about some NBA crap that actually you could pay attention to and enjoy. Because, you know, VanVleet, I mean, is he playing the Spurs? I mean, you don't seem to know anything that's going on with VanVleet right now. So I don't know if I can trust you on a rebounding prop when you don't even know who he's playing. I'm just going to throw that out there. I might have to fade you just on principle.
Wichita State Shockers are taking on SMU tonight. That's all I know. Play. There it is. Corrected. Fred VanVleet over 3.5 rebounds against Boston. Not stinking Brooklyn.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to a sport, Lisa. We know some concrete developments, and that is Major League Baseball. Let's go to your neck of the woods. You already talked about the Colorado Rockies and the struggles of Jose Urania expected in this start. How about the other hurler on the mound for the opposition? And that is Mackenzie Gore. And he's not going to be a snore tonight in the strikeouts category. I'm taking the over on 4.5 Ks. Against those Rockies in Coors Field, a -115 at BetMGM. I mean, look at what Gore did in the first start against the ATL. In 5 1/3 innings pitch, he had an earned run. Yeah, he had the unsightly 4 free passes, but punched out 6 in that game. Fastball averaged 94.8 miles per hour. The slider was a plus pitch. Also has a curve and a change in the arsenal, which he features around 15 to 20% of the time. So he's got a number of pitches that can thwart, that can deceive the opposition. And a lot of people have success so far doing exactly that against the Rockies. Colorado has the 4th highest K rate of any team on the young year in Major League Baseball, striking out 27% of the time. So Gore, again, I don't think it's an anomaly for him to get 6 strikeouts in that first game. A lot of the projection sites out there have him for a 9+ K per 9 on this season. So you got to come with me on this one. Fade or follow Mackenzie Gore over 4.5 strikeouts against Colorado, -115 at BetMGM.
After yesterday's snooze fest at Coors Field, nothing like opening day in Denver with a final of 1-0. Yeah.
It was kind of a cool day.
But the sun was out. I mean, there was some snow on the ground still, unfortunately, because it snowed on Tuesday. This is why the MLB plays too many games and they start too soon. But I don't want to get on my soapbox right now. I like this one a lot. Colorado K's. Gore should be able to get over this number. I don't know about the projections that have it so high for him from a K rate, but I think he can get to a half a dozen with the way this team's swinging the bats. And they do tend to get a little freewheeling. I think sometimes these guys are like, oh yeah, we're at Coors. Let's see if we can hit one to the rooftop. Let's land one at Lodo's, the bar that's three blocks away. So I think sometimes these guys get a little swing happy, shall we say. So yeah, give me the over on Mackenzie Gore. I like this one a lot. Like I said, I think he's good for a half dozen against the Rocks today.
Yeah, Mackenzie Gore, not going to bore you to death. He's going to strike out at least five tonight in Denver.
Number two.
All right, let's go with a fish out of water and Mike Trout here, numero dos on the fade five. And I'm going to feature the over on 1.5 total bases. Get that at plus 100. So even Steven Juice at Caesars taking on Toronto. In this matchup, I mean, look at what Trout has done this season. A guy has hit the over in this a couple of times already in his first six matchups. But it's all about playing the history card and the level of success. Really astronomical against Chris Bassitt, who is on the mound for the Jays in this game. Trout in his career, 7-for-17 against Bassitt with three extra base hits. You look at what Bassitt did in game number one. Yikes. Against the St. Louis Cardinals, 3 1/3 innings pitch, 9 earned runs and 4 homers allowed. You might say, well, the law of average is going to kick in here with Bassitt, who is a proven mid-range, like number three on the hill for any respective franchise, had a decent career. But again, Trout, given the history here, given his just a ridiculous skill set, and of course, the protection he has in that LA Angels lineup, I think he's going to hit a gapper, may even hit one over the fence. Heck, he could get two singles and we're cashing a winner. So fade or follow, you got to, flap that tail and swim with me on Mike Trout over 1.5 total bases against Toronto plus 100 at Caesars.
I like this one. I like the fact I can get it at plus odds. When we're talking about Trout for two total bases, it's kind of hard to turn down the idea of plus 100. It's like earlier this week, I missed it in one game, but I keep betting the Brad, in basketball, we're always doing PRAs, right? Points, rebounds, assists. In the MLB, there's a bet that you can do that you can find that is hits plus runs plus RBI, right?
Yes.
So that's and I'm telling you, that's one of my favorite bets to do with Aaron Judge because A, he can do it in one swing, as we all know, but he also gets walked a lot, which means he gets on base and he gets the opportunity to wind up being that run scored. So when we talk about the hits plus runs plus RBIs, that's the one that I like with Aaron Judge. It's also a bet that I like here with Mike Trout. Same reasons. The other night I needed Trout to go yard. Dude got hit by a pitch and walked 4 times. So he didn't even get a chance to go yard. But in that other bet where you're talking about the idea of where runs and RBIs factor into things, that's another one you can use for Trout. So I just throw that out there as a little betting 101. Like this one for Trout, take it to plus 100, especially if Caesars is going to give you even money.
Oh, yeah. Plus 100, get seduced by that juice and cast a line on Mike Trout.
Number one.
All right, Lundy, let's play a little Yerfy-Nerfy game, and I'm going to lean more on the Nerfy here in Oakland and Tampa tonight, minus 140 at BetMGM. For those of you that want instant gratification watching Major League Baseball and betting on it, the Yerfy-Nerfy is one of the most exciting wagers you can possibly make. If you're not familiar with it, Yerfy means, yes, a run in the first inning. Nerfy, just the opposite, no run in the first inning. And I think that's going to apply to the A's and Rays tilt tonight. You look at Oakland, the best Nerfy team so far in Major League Baseball. They are 5-1 on Nerfies this year. Tampa, Even Steven, 3-3 in that category. Zach Eflin taking the mound for Tampa, 4.44 ERA last season, first time through the order, but an impeccable first inning to begin his 23 campaign. And how much could Woodchuck would? Ken Walchuk is on the mound. I have no idea who the hell that is. I just learned that this morning. For the Oakland A's, a guy who got rocked in his first start and 5 2/3 innings against the Angels, gave up 6 earned runs, but Lundy, first time through the order, an untouched 2.2 innings pitch. Did not give up an earned run. So, Eflin, no earned run in his first start. Walchuk, no earned run in his first start. Will it continue in game numero dos for each respective hurler? I say yes. Give me the Nerfy. Oakland, Tampa, -140 at BetMGM. Go ahead and fade me.
No, I'll follow you on this one. Like I said, I don't like anything you're doing in the NBA, so I kind of feel bad. You know, I've kind of got some.
I don't even know who's playing in the NBA, Lundy.
I got some guilt rolling, so I'm like, well, you know, I got to show some support to Brad here, and you know, kind of wrap my arms around me. That's what the You Bet Tonight crowd had to do for me after the TV show on Tuesday, which statistically was the worst show I have done in a year and a half. My picks on Tuesday were awful. It was bad. It was really, really bad. And so that's why last night was such a gift, and the fact that we actually did a little bit better over the course of the day, because good God, Tuesday was, thank you, sir. May I have another? That was how it felt with all of my bets. So I needed all the love I can get. So here I am passing it along to you so that you can feel the love here on a Friday.
All right, well, let's feel the love some more. The NHL apparently is off tonight, but hopefully Lundy's got some additional action. And boom, it's time. What else you got? Weather on the diamond, and I know you are saying hells to the no on the NBA.
Yeah, I'm staying far away from the NBA. I don't really like it. Let me throw a handful of things at you from a baseball standpoint. I don't mind, actually, the fact that there's no NHL going on, just because I am finding myself camped out watching the Masters, which has been a lot of fun over the course of the first day, now rolling into day number two. For those of you that are listening or watching immediately in the morning, very first game of the day, +550 for Pete Alonso to go yard. I am all about home run Pete right now. Yep. He has a .375 batting average lifetime against Edward Cabrera. He has 3 hits against Cabrera. All of them are home runs. So I will stick with the powerful Pete. So again, if you're listening, that is a 1:10 Eastern time first pitch. So if you're listening or watching early, you got to jump on that one right away. Speaking of early, the other guy that I have that I made a lot of money on last season, and it is carrying over to this year, give me the over on total bases at 1.5 for Marcus Semien of the Texas Rangers, taking on the Cubs with a 2:00 Eastern time start on that one. I don't have the odds in front of me, but I'll take it because he has a .539 lifetime average against Stroman. Let me say that again for those of you in the back. .539 is his lifetime average against Stroman. Take him for the total bases. Another total base one that I like coming up later on tonight. Give me Jesse Winker.
Oh,
the winking little Jesse Winker for on the total bases. You got to get this one at FanDuel because just his standard line at the other books is just a total base. So you got to go to FanDuel where you can do the 2+ total bases. If you do that on Jesse Winker taking on St. Louis, you get that one at a +120. And I don't have it right in front of me, but I remember his history against the pitching staff and I just like it. So that's a night game for you tonight, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. And then I've been having some fun with the stolen base props, Brad. You and I have talked about that both on the pod and off the pod. So let me give you a couple of them that I like this evening. Bobby Witt for the Kansas City Royals taking on the San Francisco Giants. This is another afternoon game. He's +280 going up against Alex Cobb, who gave up 15 stolen bases last year. And as we've talked about here on the pod, we're seeing those numbers go up quite a bit. Chris Taylor for the Dodgers. Give me Chris Taylor for a stolen base as well. He sits at +425. He's had 23 stolen bases over the course of the last 2 years. And Madison Bumgarner of the Diamondbacks gave up 15 last year. And then this is like a quarter unit play. This is just kind of a, just if you want to have some fun play. I'm going to take Michael Taylor for a stolen base at plus 600 for the Minnesota Twins. Just in terms of the overall matchup, when you look at Jose Urquidy, who has given up 2 stolen bases already this year and gave up 11 last year. So I'm just looking for somebody with some wheels that can get the job done. And for me, that's going to be Michael Taylor. I would go with Byron Buxton, but I actually don't think he's going to be in the lineup this afternoon. So I'm looking for somebody else that can take advantage of the matchup. Buxton, we know, has got some speed on the base paths, but give me Michael Taylor instead. Like I said, it's just a quarter unit play. I'm not going crazy, but at plus 600, I'll take my chances on him to be able to steal a bag. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
All right, lots of baseball bets on the board on this Friday. Let's pop a gummy and just sit back, relax, and get lost in the rawhide. How about a Team Huevos parlay play? All money lines, all the time. Give me the Dodgers, who already featured at the top when I was on the plus bus there. So that's going to be one leg. Take it on Arizona. Give me the Tampa Bay Rays in their matchup. A team that should be able to get the W in that particular game against the Oakland A's. And give me San Francisco and the Giants and their tilt and their bout. You got Alex Cobb on the bump. And the Giants, I believe, are going to score the victory against Brad Keller and the Kansas City Royals. So uno, dos, tres, mi amigos, all three of those teams simply win. Plus 210 at DraftKings. Elsewhere in bonus time, let's go back to that matchup between the Rays and the A's. Jesus Aguiar, give me him on the over a half a single. Just get a base hit of the one bagger variety. It's plus 110 at BetMGM. A guy, again, playing the history card here against Zach Eflin, 8-for-18. Lifetime with 5 singles. He also has 7 RBIs and 3 extra base hits, but I just need him to, you know, plop a bloop single somewhere in the left field, and we're going to score a winning ticket. Eflin, by the way, a pretty good first start against Detroit. 5 innings pitched, 5 earned runs, and a 5-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. But again, Jesus is going to walk on water in this one, and as a result, walk our way to the booth as we're going to cash a ticket for him to just get a base hit, a single. I like Tyler O'Neill as well, the St. Louis Cardinals, for an RBI at plus 270, believe it or not, at DraftKings, taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. And Brandon Woodruff, a player who is 4-for-15 against with 3 home runs and 7 RBIs in his career. O'Neill, very talented young bat. And a guy with a 1,211 OPS as well against Brandon Woodruff, who was also a genius in his first start. 6 innings pitched, only an earned run, 8 Ks, a 2.74 career ERA against the Cardinals. But O'Neill just has touched him a ton in his young career. So we're going to play on that. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Julio Rodriguez gets a stolen base tonight at plus 195. Against Aaron Savale and the Cleveland Guardians. Savale gave up 9 steals last season, and not a whole lot to the opposition. But one of those 9 steals went to J-Rod, who, by the way, is 2-for-3 in the stolen base department this season. He is running a ton, like everybody is in baseball. So at nearly 2-to-1 odds, yeah, I like that quite a bit at BetMGM for J-Rod to get a steal. All right, I am tapped out on various player props, action, and no, I'm not going back to the NBA. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Please drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this show. And also, fade or follow us on the Twitter. Check out Lundy at Nate Lundy. Check out me there at Noisy Huevos. For Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. Who's Toronto playing again?